VOA News. Suspected Taliban insurgents kidnapped dozens of passengers riding in a convoy of buses in northern Afghanistan Monday. A spokesman for the provincial government of Kunduz province says three buses were stopped as they were traveling from neighboring Takhar province to Kabul. The insurgents forced the passengers off the bus and took them away. The bold attack happened just one day after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced a three-month unilateral conditional ceasefire with the Taliban. The Taliban has not said officially if it will accept the ceasefire. Six shots were fired from a moving car at the U.S. Embassy in Turkey before dawn Monday. There were no injuries and no claim of responsibility for the attack. In a letter to the world's more than 1 billion Catholics, Pope Francis has condemned clerical sexual abuse and its cover-up. The Pope said the Church must recognize and condemn the abuse with sorrow and shame. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
Never before has Pope Francis written to all Catholics, or as he put it, the people of God, on the crime of clerical sexual abuse. His letter was issued in seven languages. The Pope mentioned the publication last week of a detailed Pennsylvania grand jury report on sexual abuse by the clergy involving more than 1,000 victims in the U.S. state over a period of 70 years. The Pope begged for forgiveness, adding it is essential for the Church to be able to acknowledge and condemn with sorrow and shame the atrocities perpetrated by consecrated persons, clerics, and all those entrusted with the mission of watching over and caring for those most vulnerable. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Trade Representative's office on Monday began 6 days of public hearings on President Trump's plans to impose tariffs on a wider array of Chinese imports. They will affect an additional $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, in a written statement presented at the hearing Monday, said the planned escalation dramatically expands the harm to American consumers, workers, businesses, and the economy. About 2 million Muslim pilgrims have marked the high point of the Hajj by ascending Mount Arafat in Saudi Arabia. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo that Saudi security forces remain on alert because of a variety of internal and external terrorist threats.
A Saudi news channel reported about 10,000 members of the country's security forces were protecting the pilgrimage sites. General Salman al-Shehri indicated everyone from Navy divers to ambulance drivers were working to keep the pilgrimage safe. He says that the Defense Ministry's best-trained personnel and the most modern equipment will be serving the pilgrims during their journey. After descending Mount Arafat, pilgrims will spend the night in the Valley of Muzdalifah in preparation for the conclusion of the annual Hajj Tuesday with the ritual sacrifice of an animal. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
After 65 years of separation, hundreds of relatives have been reunited for just a few hours as North and South Korea hold their first reunion in 3 years. About 330 South Koreans embraced 185 relatives from the North with tears of joy and disbelief. Some of them have not seen one another in more than 60 years. Venezuelans struggled Monday to calculate prices of food and household goods as a new currency scheme aimed at taming runaway inflation went into effect. The new currency is known as the Sovereign Bolivar. It's valued at 1 to 100,000 of the old bolivars, in effect chopping 5 zeros off existing prices. But the International Monetary Fund has calculated that inflation in the country will nonetheless hit 1,000,000% by year's end. Many stores were closed Monday for a national holiday declared to ease introduction of the new currency. President Nicolas Maduro first announced plans for the currency revaluation in mid-March, but the move was postponed twice before finally taking effect this week. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.